My name is Dennis Watson. I was born in 1932, Alton, in Owsleyfield Lane, at my grandmother's.
You born at your grandmother's?
Yeah. Eh?
Is that because your mum and dad were living there at the time, or what?
I don't know. I don't think they were. No. I don't know why.
Your mother just happened to be there, or...?
Possibly so, yes.
Can you remember the address of that house?
Yeah, 17 Owsleyfield Lane. My dad was called Charlie, my mum was called Lily. But both come from Woodlesford. My dad worked at Pitt 51 years. Down there, worked down Pitt, until he come on surface at finish. And he was secretary at Union. And he did all booking and that for him, you know.
Did he tell you much about how he started work there? I mean, do you know what year he started at the Pitt?
No, I don't. He was 13. His age is 13 when he started. And time of 14, he went out Pitt. He worked up screens before that, picking coal, dust out and slate out at coal, you know. That's what they did then, sorted it. He told us a lot about it. Different jobs he had to do and times that when it was rough and when it was bad. He used to come on battle scarred, you know, with dull blue marks on and whatever. Well, that's when it's been cut, with coal falling down on them, and then dust getting in it. You know, while they don't go out to get set with first aid, you know, they used to... After that, though, when it healed up, it were like blue marks on the bodies.
Is that because they worked without their shirts on?
Yeah. Oh, aye. It was too warm down there in certain parts where they were... I mean, when you think 2'9", it's a bit low when you crawl it on there, isn't it? Not for me, anyway, it wasn't... I wouldn't go.
Did your dad talk about the other people he worked with very much? Can you remember the names of any of them?
Oh, yeah, there were Will Stonks, there were Walt Brummett, he was on uni with my dad. Quite a few other. Carrington, never said much about why he joined uni, you know. But he always helped people, my dad. He run this convalescent thing, didn't he? And when it was Christmas and they were giving Christmas boxes away, you know, or the what they were entitled to. He used to go and walk. He'd walk from here to Wunslet and back just to deliver it because they hadn't been and collected it. That sort of fella he was. And he could make all sorts. Toys, he could, bit of wood, he'd make anything.
So that was his hobby?
That was his hobby.
What else did he do in his spare time?
He'd go to the pub. he did all sorts of decorating and whatever, all did that garden. Yeah, he fairly active in his younger days.
Did you get away on holiday very much in that period?
No. They used to take us out regular for day trips, but never a week's holiday or all like that. No, we didn't see any of them days.
Where did you go on your day trips?
Well, I went to Blackpool or Iparoma, at Halifax and, you know, Scarborough. Never a week's holiday.
Did you go to Bellevue Zoo?
Yes, went to Bellevue Zoo. Yeah, we had a good time.
Do you remember going on the train from Woodlesford?
I do, yes. Went to Cleethorpes. And I'm getting off a train, and my dad slammed door and trapped my fingers in door at Cleethorpes. Luckily enough, it didn't cut it, but it trapped my fingers in doors for getting off. I'd only be about 9 or 10, I think, or something like that.
The period that you were born and grew up in then, people, it was a depression, wasn't it? I mean, it was quite, people didn't have very much money at all.
Oh, no. But you could go out and leave your door open, you know, there were no thieving about. Even though people hadn't much money, they still didn't do it like that. You used to get up to a bit of mischief, but not like they do today.
Did most of the neighbours, did most of the men work at the pit as well, as far as you
Yeah, they did. Quite a few in the street did, yes. In fact, there were a little fella called your name, Benson. Percy Benson. Blowers. Hutchison.
Roberts.
Parker. Roberts.
Roberts,
the MP. MP lived again us, MP Roberts. He worked at pit with my dad. So there you've got quite a few of them at the bottom of the street there.
Did your dad go on from the union work, did he become a councillor or anything?
No.
Any other sort of elected job?
No. He didn't want that sort of carry on, no. In fact, I have a book, an old book in the garage, where it showed you when they used to do check Weyburn, and they used to pay their wages out.
Tell me how that worked then, because it was the check Weyburn was appointed by the men rather than the management.
Yeah.
Is that how that worked?
That's right, yes. And they used to go, and this coal come out at pit in these tubs, there'd be a sticker on, they called it a motty, a number of where it place it pit, it come from different seams. And when it come out, it used to run past this office where they were in, and every time it went through, they ticked it off. And that's what they call check weighman. My dad used to do that job. You know, they'd do it in the turns, just checking on that men got sort of the wages and all that was sorted out for them.
And did he help calculate what amount of money was due to them by the amount of coal that they'd got?
Well, I imagine he would do, yeah. I wouldn't swear on it, but I would think that was idea anyway of when they were in this office. Tubs were going by, like from here to there, off them, they'd just shout so-so number on through this pipe, and that was it.
Like a speaking tube?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a man outside who shouted out the numbers.
He's got a brake, and as the tubs coming down, they come four at a time, and then they all come into one line. It's a brake, so he can steady it down and get to know this motty number, and then let that go, then others on it to keep them going like that. Otherwise, they'd never have gotten... They couldn't have separated them to go into tipplers, because there were three tipplers. And they'd send one in there, and then next to bypass it, go into next one, you know, like that, to get rid of them.
And what did the tippler do?
Tub up, coal dropped out onto conveyor, and then it went through this what's called screens, the jigger sending it down, and it sorted it out from big lumps to small... there, and they went on their own way, and then fellas were stood at side at belts picking old slate out and throwing it off to go onto muck stacks.
Did your dad ever talk about how much money he was earning? Do you know how much he took home every week?
Very little, I think it was. No, not really. Not much.
Did he tell you about accidents and events at the pit that you
Well, he
remember?
Did talk about some of them, but... you know, we'll talk about it together, you know, like, because when I started there, when I was 14, I mean, he'd worked there a long time before me, but we used to talk about these things.
How did you get your job?
My dad got me it. I didn't want to go. I'd got a job. I worked in Leeds when I first left school. I worked at Founds and Meters Instrument Makers, and used to make gauges and thermometers and all sorts. And I loved that job, I did. I could do it now, that job. I think I could if they still do it same way. But my dad says to me, he says, "Oh, I'm going to get you a job at pit." Oh, I said, "No, get me a job at pit." I says, "It's nearly Christmas." I says, "And they're all going to give me some tips for Christmas, you know." So he let me stop till Easter. And anyway, when I put my notice in, manager sent for me at Founds and Meters, and he said, "What are you leaving for, Dennis?" I says, "Well, my dad says there's no prospects." He says, "How's your dad know?" He says, "'Cause I've told him." Anyway, he says, "Tell your dad I want to see him." Anyway, I didn't. I didn't tell him. And then when I was leaving, Mr. Rowland's manager sent for me again. He says, "Dennis," he says, "if you want a job, you can come back. There's one for you here." And I was only 15, but I did enjoy that job.
Had that been your ambition to do something like that?
I know, sort of, when you leave school, I don't know how you felt, but when I left school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And it was my mother that took me to Leeds, and we just, I don't know how she knew about this Founds and Meters. Probably she did, now I think about it, now I just thought, because a fella who worked at office there lived at Alton, I can't think of his name. Whether he told her there were room for me, because there was another lad or two, one or two lads, worked there from Alton as well.
But you went to the pit because your dad told
got
you.
Got me
to.
This job, eh?
And you couldn't say no.
Well, it was more money. I wasn't getting 19 nights a week. That was my bus fare and my meals at pounds a metres. So I went to the pit and, well, I got £4 or something like that a week.
So did you start under the old Briggs Company or had it become nationalised? Was it the NCB?
No, it was nationalised, yes. It was nationalised by the day I went.
Did your dad want you to go down the pit?
No, he said he'd never let me. He never wanted me to go to the pit at all, really. Because my cousin got killed down and my dad got him a job. He got him a job and he got killed. Ernest Carr, they called him.
He got killed at Water
Eight? He got killed at Water Eight pit. He got squashed up, a big fella. And Tubbs were coming down and it must have been on a bend and it nipped him in the corner. Fasten killed him. So that's why he never said that. He never wanted me to go down pit or work at pit, really.
So what was the first job that you did then when you went when you were 15?
I went as an electrician. And I worked there for maybe a year and a half or 2 years. And then I had to go for a test. Anyway, they said I failed test, my eye test, because they said I won't be able to tell colours wires down pit. So I had to come out there, but then they put me into a fitting shop, which they said I hadn't to go down pit. But I hadn't been at fitting shop 6 months. When I went with Charlie Abershaw, who was foreman at the time, to build haulage at that pit. I had to go down. And we built this big haulage. It took us about 5 or 6 weeks. And there were just me and him to do it. Yeah, it was good.
At least you didn't have to go on the face to be a miner digging
No. I've been up face to do a job. One night, I went on nights, and I was charge man at the time. So I'm going a lot of years out now. And when I got there, there's Jack Carrington, who was underground engineer, was WIT manager. And as soon as I got there, I said, Dennis, I want you to go down pit. There's one at shop fire, as a fired a shot over the top of this machine and blown a hole in it. So this was like Friday night. So we had to go down and get it all prepared for them to pull it out next morning and change it. And I says to him, why aren't you going down, Jack? I says, I've been drinking. He says, I can't go down. So Dennis had to go with another chap called Barry Smith. He worked for underground fitters then, but I worked up surface and underground. I worked charge man, shift charge man, you see. Anyway, went down, and this fella, Reed Blatherwick, who was colliery overman, well, imagine it's 2'9", and they were holding the roof up, they were corrugated bars with these hydraulic props, and one were it way. We couldn't get this bolt out of the machine.
And you're crouching down to do all this work, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're on your hands and knees, basically.
Yeah. And we couldn't get this bolt out. And anyway, this Reed Blatherwick come, he was about 6'3". And this Barry Smith said to him, Reed, is it OK if we take this prop out? I said, yeah, taking no prop out while I'm here, I'm going out there. So he got his stick and he went, yeah, it's OK. So I'm watching this prop and he's loosened it off and coming down and watching this corrugated bar, and I thought, if that moves, I'm moving. Anyway, it didn't, never moved at all. And we got bolt out, and that were our job done.
Really. So he knew what he was doing with his stick then?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, they can tell, can't they? Experienced tapping roof, you know, they can tell whether it's loose or whatever. But I watched that corrugated bar, it never moved.
Take me back to when you first got the job. Did you have to go for an interview with the manager?
No. No. He just saw, he probably seen manager, but engineer at that time, they called him Frank Lake. He'd seen him, Frank Lake, and he told me to go down and see him. I had to go just see him to say when I was going to start. And I just started at Monday and that was it.
And were you officially an apprentice? Was that an apprenticeship as such? That
not really. They didn't. Not an apprentice, no. We still went to school, night school. Night school Monday, Tuesday all day, and Friday. Well, we're fed up.